What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Two Finger Short Podcast. Listen, I've spent enough time away. All right, let's get into it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Two Finger Short Podcast. It's been a while since my last episode, man, but I am so excited to be back behind the mic. As many of you know, I took a break from podcasting in 2021, and there were a number of reasons. We'll get into those in the future episodes, but the biggest reason was is that I felt like I needed to take a step back and really focus on my own spiritual journey. You know, I was telling you guys what to do. I was telling you what I had heard and what I had read and all the interviews I had done, but I wasn't really living full out. I wasn't doing what I was saying. And so in that way, I kind of felt like it was a disservice to you guys. And not only that, a few things have changed in the past few years. I recently got married and I met my wife, Megan, 2 years ago. And one of the biggest things that happened was this, that I had asked her out and she looked me square in the face. Excuse the cough. I got a big one going right now. But she looked me square in the face and she said to me, "I don't want to date you. You're kind of fake. You act like you got this whole spiritual thing together, but you got a lot of spiritual growth to do and a lot of personal growth to do." And as much as that hurt, that's what I needed. I never had anybody look me in the face and tell me that. And I took a step back and I really took it. And I said, "You're right. You're absolutely right. But I would love to be your friend." And I went into the friendship without expectation of anything else. I went into it with the understanding we were just friends. And we talked about everything under the sun. And we met in June, and we started dating in November. Because in November, I was in a weird relationship at the time, and it was in and out. And when I finally got out, I was talking to her, and I was like, "You know, I'm tired of being this guy. I'm tired of playing this role, and I really just want more." And I was fortunate enough that we started dating. And I am so blessed in that. Because not only did I get married, she came with 3 kids. And the 14-year-old is living with us. So I became a stepdad. And that in itself is a spiritual journey all alone. Because as you may know, if you have a teenager, you're stupid. We don't know anything, right? The teenagers know it all. But all in all, the past couple of years really just been a continuation of exploring my own spirituality. These experiences have all incredible value to me, and I'm so excited to share them with you guys. You know, when I first started this podcast back in 2018, I was just a single guy trying to figure it all out. But now I'm a husband and a father and a more experienced spiritual seeker because of the struggles and because of the life that I have had in the past couple of years. And I'm so excited to bring all these new perspectives to the podcast. In this new season of Two Fingers Short, we're going to continue our journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We'll talk about everything from relationships and parenting to mindfulness and meditation. I'm also really, really excited to introduce some new segments to the show. We'll have interviews with inspiring guests and leaders here locally in Colorado Springs, as well as if me and Megan start traveling, which, fingers crossed, I really hope that I can find people from around the country and around the world that can share their experiences and what they bring that can maybe help each and every one of us grow. I also want a Q&A session with the listeners. I want you guys to call in, message me on my social media platforms. Tell me what it is about your journey that you're going through. If you have questions, ask me. I'm more than happy to help. But maybe you have something that you can give to the listeners and to me that can help us all grow. I want this to become a community. Not be in a way that, you know, it's just all about me on here. I want us all to grow together. That is what I hope for this new season and this new chapter of Two Fingers Short. And most importantly, and this is one of the biggest things I'm so excited about, is that I'm going to get to introduce you to my wife, Megan. And she'll be on the future episodes because what she wants to do is do guided meditation. That was one of the things that I fell in love with her about when we were friends, is that she is one of the most spiritual connected people that I know. She has helped me so much in life in the past couple of years. And it's so cool that she wants to be a part of this with me. And I am so excited to introduce that gift that she has to each and every one of you. And of course, we're still going to talk about the topic that made Two Fingers Short so popular in the first place. That's embracing the hand you're dealt, finding happiness in the midst of the challenges, and living a life that's true to yourself. Guys, I'm going to wrap this up, but I am beyond grateful for every one of you. Whether you follow me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, or whether you're a listener, can I just say the people that have been listening all these years, even after I stopped doing episodes, you guys are the true rock stars. I cannot say how grateful I am for all of you. One thing I wanted to leave you with is that a couple weeks ago, I got on AI and I was doing kind of like a therapy thing. Because I'm going to be honest with you, money's a little tight right now. I don't have money to go to therapy, right? So I got on AI and I started asking what my passions were. And one of the things was, is this. And one of the things that I found out was that what I love and what my passion is growth. And having others grow too. And that's what I want this to be. I want this to be a community of growth. I want us to grow spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I want us to be a community that we can not only spread our light, but maybe by spreading our light, we empower others to spread theirs. That's what I want. So to all of you that have been listening, to those new listeners, to everybody out there, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Ooh, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be me. You know, I love each and every one of you spiritually for who you are. And if no one's told you this, you are beautiful, you are empowering, and you are everything that you were created to be. So in closing, I just want to say this. Embrace the hand you're dealt. Keep moving. And never stop. Until next time, see ya.